Okay, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm joined here again, as always, with my co-host, Justin Cook. Justin, my man, how you doing?
Not bad, Brian. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. Sorry we're starting at 11 instead of 10 o'clock, but you guys know that we do that sometimes based around work schedules and whatnot. We do what we can. We try and get on here every Tuesday night. If you're ever wondering when we're going to be on, just check out our Facebook group or stop in by the website, you know, the day of a show. And usually I try and post the time up, right at the top of the radio page.
Hey, you know what wouldn't be a bad idea, Brian, is maybe to tweet real quick, see if anyone out there that's not in the Facebook or stops, you know, maybe someone out there will, I know we have a couple listeners that do go by our tweets. But, yeah, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, that's a good idea. No, I'm glad you mentioned that because I always forget about the damn Twitter. I do. I get so wrapped up in the Facebook stuff that I always forget to hop over to the Twitter and throw the tweets out. I don't really use it too much. I get into it for a few months, and then I kind of get off and on it. Are you on there a lot?
I haven't really been lately because you know why? I haven't gone through the whole thing of – because my Google Chrome no longer works, right? So I've been using Firefox. Now, I just don't know my password, so it's really just been it's really a pain in the ass to go and have them email it to me and everything else. I don't know, I forgot it, you know. And I don't know. I got to you know, I obviously it's something I have to do. It's just being lazy, and so I don't go on Twitter that much either. So,
yes. So, what's on the plate for you tonight? What did you want to get into? And
there's one thing I wanted to get into a little bit, and I mean, you know, that's the whole Olympic closing ceremonies. I will say about the Olympics, nothing happened as far as. False flag attacks, no alien invasion. So it turns out, you know, we were all wrong. Of course, you know, we weren't guaranteeing it, but we felt strong. At least I felt strongly. I don't want to speak for Brian there, but, what part made me kind of doubt it is when I saw that it was everywhere, you know, and everybody was, you know, I think that it's one of these things now where they're screwing with us to see how many people bite. You know, and then it's kind of like the boy who cried wolf, you know, and eventually nobody's going to believe us when we call, the next one because we've been wrong. Not necessarily we, but like the conspiracy theory truthers, you know, whatever you want to call them, have been doing this for a while now going back.
They always try to predict these things. It never really happens. It never happens when you're expecting it, you know.
It doesn't. I will say this.
You can't ignore when you think there's signs of something coming. Though I mean, you got to tell people.
Right. I agree. And you know what? You're better off to be wrong and have nothing happen, and you know, and obviously not make a big fear thing out of it. But you know, again, and you know, as we know, a lot of these things are staged. No one dies anyway. So I mean, you know, but the whole thing about it
more often than not.
Exactly. You know, and here's the thing though. I mean, you know, we didn't have anything happen in London per se. But we did have I don't know if you want to count the Texas A&M shooting, near Texas A&M shooting, but you know, we had two significant shootings. I don't know, three people shot.
Have you got to look into that much? I mean, I didn't really get to really check into that too much. But, I mean, knowing what we know about the other shootings, I mean, you got to kind of, you know, you got to kind of take what you hear about it with a grain of salt until you really dig into it. So I don't want to get on the mic and tell people what did and did not happen because I don't really know. But, like, with the Batman thing, we spent the time with the witnesses.
Here's the thing, though, Brian.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing, though, Brian. The Batman thing was a big event. That was a nationwide event. The Texas A&M thing.
And it was bullshit. Just for anybody that didn't listen the last few weeks. I mean.
Right. Well, let me just say that, like, this thing right here was supposedly three. There's people all the time where three people get shot and die. So I think it's just ratcheting up the fear. And this probably did happen in A&M. You know,
yeah.
It's
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm kind of getting at. You know, it's not really this big event, and they just try and, you know, throw it in there and have people say that, oh, that was, you know, that was fake, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, like, you with know, the Batman thing, you could tell. I mean, you've seen the witnesses. I mean, they don't even look shook. This guy is laughing about it, talking about how hyped up he is to see the Batman movie after he just supposedly witnessed 12 people get killed. And you got the woman talking about how the bullets were grazing her forehead. And you can see her whole forehead because her hair's up. And there's not even a red mark on it. You know what I mean? And we got into all this before. But
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, no, I'm pretty much convinced. I'm still, it's a possibility. There may have been some real ass facets to it, but I'll tell you what, you know, and I'm going to say this again, though, there's one thing that's flying around the internet right now, and I just want to say it, is this whole thing about Holmes' father being set to testify in the LaBor hearings and everything. I think it's total, there's only been one source to come forward so far with this information, and that's been eutimes.net.
Oh, no, we can't go by anything they say.
Listen, you're right. 4Wins10. And that's all Sorshafal David Booth. And he's a known.
He puts so much disinformation out there.
Right, right.
Do you remember when there was those people were hearing the sounds, like, and they were that guy that you just said right there, Sorshafal David Booth, whatever the person's name is, tried saying all types of crazy stuff without any evidence that the CIA was, like, factions of the CIA were fighting underground,
right,
and they, like, let off nukes underground, all types of bullcrap that we're not even going to repeat because it's just absolute nonsense. And they'll just put that out there.
He also said something too. There was fighting under the car. I don't want to mix up his bullshit for other bullshit. But yeah, you know,
just throw it all in one pile, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. but seriously, until someone can produce another source besides this guy, then I'm not going to, you know, bite on it.
I wouldn't at all. If that's the only place it's coming from, I mean, that's like really incredible. I mean, it really is.
Right. Well, Jibs, I said it in one of the groups too. You know, I mean, it's main thing is I've looked into it, and I think I told you on the phone, the only source for this is 4Wins.net or 4Wins.com and EUtimes.net, and they're total disinformation outlets. Worse, like you think Alex Jones is bad?
Ratchet up a notch.
Ratchet up five notches. It's like
they make it look nice. They make it look like you go to their website and you see the EU Times. I mean, you would think that's like an official newspaper overseas or something. You wouldn't know any better. You know what I mean? And it looks like a well done website and everything. And it looks like a legitimate news outlet. And it's absolute. And we all know that all the news outlets, you know, are somewhat, you know, if not a lot, propaganda. But that one in particular, I won't even go near it. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot stick, anything that comes out of there, unless you're getting it in, like, a few other places.
Yeah, no, it's...
They'd almost scare me away from a story. Like, let's say we looked into something on a few places, and then we saw it over there. I'd really, you know, second-guess everything I just learned about whatever it was, you know?
Well,
like, they're that bad.
You know what's the sad thing too is there's like bits of truth in every one of their, like, you know, in their stories, but what they do is they make the community look so bad by spreading this stuff and there's no, there's no factual basis to a lot of it, and it's like, you know, as far as like we're just talking about with the LaBor hearing and stuff, it's like, you know, yes, we know that's going on, but, you know, I don't know, I just think that it's a little outrageous. I know everyone's been jumping with it, but I know people have been saying, hey, this is, you know, show me another source at least. Show me everybody, every site that you get it from, though, links back to that one as the original source. So, you know, I can't really say that, you know, that you know, that's what it is, a total fear monger. This guy wants you to go out and you know, and buy a million guns and seal yourself up in your house because he's always calling martial law and this and that too. But like Brian said, it looks like a respectable site. And EUtimes.net sounds almost like it's a European Union site, you know, but it really is totally, you know, totally bogus.
Before you get off that, you said his father, you know, they said his father was testifying at what hearing? What was it anyways? Well, suppo-
He was supposed to testify in the LIBOR hearing. That the LIBOR.
Why don't you tell everybody what that is? Because I don't even know what that is.
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't really studied it 100% to break it down. But what it is supposedly would put a lot of bankers in jail and show that they were complicit, in a scam or whatever. And
that's not gonna happen.
No, of course not. And it's window dressing too. You know, it's making you think that you know. And here you know what? Even if it does, they throw a few bankers in jail. We don't know if they ever even go in. And for two, the bankers, Wall Street, is just a symptom. It's not the it's not the whole problem. It's not the the elite that are running the show. And that's what I think is almost.
I wanted
like,
to get into that tonight too. You know, the people that are running the show a little bit and getting a little bit into the Knights of Malta and everything. And I know we have some people listening tonight that don't really probably even know who the Knights of Malta are, or have any idea of how, you know, embedded in our government. They've become and you know, they've come to head up every agency from the FBI to the CIA, even the mayor of New York, you know, Bloomberg, he's a big Knight of Malta, all of them. And what the Knight of Malta is it's the Vatican, it's the military arm of the Vatican. And it's very real, people. I mean, it's not a joke.
Here's the thing. How the Vatican breaks down is you have the Jesuit order, that after the Reformation and everything took over the Vatican, and now they've killed popes before. They've been totally what they are is they're like they were set up like the CIA of the Vatican. That's what they are. They're the intelligence arm of it. However, the Jesuits have gotten so powerful that it's really it's really them running the show. In fact, and there's so many. If you look at it too, like Brian was just saying, all these Knights of Malta. Well, if you look to where they went to school, most of them went to Georgetown, Fordham, DuPaul, Loyola. These are all Jesuit schools. You know, and there's many, many more. You can look them up. There's many Jesuit high schools. In fact, and it's something to where. You may look at it at face value and say, "Oh, it's just another Catholic organization." But no, it's
knowing the way they operate. You know, makes you look at it differently, though. Like if people knew what happened to the Roman Empire and all what we were taught in school, everybody, the Roman Empire never went away. I mean, we talked about this already, so we don't want to, just be repeating ourselves. But we do know we have a slightly different audience than usual, and a couple people that did hear it already. Were asking me to go through the list again, just real quick, Justin, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
The Roman Empire, all they really did, guys, is they were smart. You know, they know that if you try and strong-arm everybody and bully everybody around, well, it's not going to work because then people are going to stand up, people are going to notice, people are going to realize what's going on, regular, everyday people, even if the education system is burying all the real knowledge. So what they did is they started the Roman Catholic Church. And all they did, these people didn't go away. All they did is basically all change titles, The whole empire became the Catholic Church. All the senators became the College of Cardinals. The College of the Department of Senatorial Curia became the congregations. It goes on and on. I mean, the civil government, matters of state, became the extraordinary affairs.
Caesar became the Pope.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Caesar became the Pope.
You know, and here's another thing, too, is I want to like let people know about this. Now, what you have here, too, is you have a three-seated, pretty much at the top of the Vatican, you have three people. And this may, it may sound crazy to those that haven't heard of it, but you have the White Pope, who is, as we know, Benedict.
He's the one that they put out there for us.
Right.
But we all know that there's also the Black Pope.
Right. Well, and also the Great Pope. Here's the thing. You have, Benedict, who's the face of it all. Now, he's a Hitler Youth, of course. You know, and he was also a pick of the Jesuits, and that's the thing. Like I said, the Jesuits are so strong in the Vatican now, because what they did is they killed Pope John Paul I back in 78, I believe it was, after 33 days via a cup of Borgia, which just means they poisoned him. You know, and the main thing is he was trying to strip away their title from the Society of Jesus. He didn't want them to have that title, and he was going to really, you know, kind of like what JFK wanted to do to the CIA, supposedly. He was pretty much doing the same thing. He was also looking into the shady dealings of the Vatican Bank with the Propaganda Due, which is a large Freemason Masonic lodge over in Italy, which had members like Licio Gili, Silvio Berlusconi, who was the last prime minister of Italy. So, I mean, this is totally, you know, tied in. And supposedly, they were even getting, you know, the mob was kicking up to them. You know, and then you have Opus Dei and all these other ones. But getting back to the popes, we have certain bloodlines that are behind this whole thing, like the Aldo Brandinis, the Breakspears. You know, they're called the papal families, the Ptolemaic dynasties, Astrozorian bloodline, the Breakspears, the Farnese, Medici, Orsini. You know, there's a bunch of them. I can get you the list after. But to make a long story short, the Grey Pope is always a bloodline pope, and that's Pepe Orsini. And the Black Pope, a lot of times, is bloodline, but this current one, Adolfo Nicholas, is not. You know, and then again, of course, the last Black Pope was Hans Kaltenbach, and he retired, which is unusual for a Jesuit general. So I believe he's kind of like, you know, the George Bush senior Kissinger type behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, that is.
And they never
kind
talk
of,
about him. They never talk about him.
No, of course not. You know, that's the thing, and you know, it's as far as what they believe and whatnot too. When you get to the hierarchy of these people, not the Catholic Church, not like the actual people, you know, in the pews on Sunday, but the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. These people, they are into Luciferian worship and sun worship and black magic and all this crazy stuff, and that's, you know, that's they totally believe in it, always have, and that's. You know, why the religions and stuff, like, you know, are so, you know, like they just took occult days and turned them into Christian holidays, you know, type thing. So, I mean, you know, but Brian, I want to let you get back into that, but let me just say one thing about the Knights of Malta. See, what they were too was they were the army of the, during the Crusades. They were considered the quote Christian army. And they were actually called the Knights Hospitaller. And what they would do was they would go and help people, you know, get into Jerusalem or get into wherever the fight was going on. You know, that was their job along the way. And when you see the Maltese cross, of course, you'll see the royals wearing the Maltese cross a lot. You know, and that's what it is. It's the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, which all this goes underneath. And they even have their own castle at the Vatican, inside Vatican City, and supposedly there's tunnels linking it to each other or whatever, you know. But the whole thing is, you know, then the Knights Templar. Supposedly they're not around anymore, but we know they are. And the Knights Templar were the ones who sacked Jerusalem and Solomon's Temple and all that, and took all of the information away, and now it's stored in the Vatican. And probably the only other people I would say that know this stuff are your very high occultists, and the very high, you know, Kabbalah Jews that are out there, you know, besides this main hierarchy. So that's just, you know, something I wanted to add in there, a little history on it.
Yeah, and you know, I posted it in the chat for you guys so you guys could read it, so you didn't have to hear me just read it off and then, you know, just forget it or whatever. There's a lot of titles there. There's a lot of different, you know, different titles within the Roman Empire that simply they did not shut down people. They simply changed into the church, you know. I'm not trying to say that all churches are bad either. Don't go around saying that, oh, you know, these guys said that over here on the radio. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the Roman Empire was smart about what they did. They knew they couldn't just be this, you know, they couldn't, at least they couldn't appear to be this, you know, huge empire trying to take over the world, So they played it smart and they hid within religion. And they really just, they didn't even get rid of the people that they had. They literally, guys, literally, they changed their titles. That's it. You know?
Yeah, this all happened after the Council of Nicaea and everything. There's a lot of inner workings of it. And, of course, the Borgia family and then of course, Ignatius Loyola, who came about and you know, informed this thing. Now, I will say this, between the communities, the conspiracy communities out there, there's a lot of people, in fact, that claim that Ignatius Loyola was a Murano Jew, you know, a converso, you know, and I don't know, I don't know if it's true or not. I tend to think it's not, but I just wanted to say that for the you know, just for the sole thing of not being called a gatekeeper, because if that is true, and many have, you know, many high profile people have claimed it, then that changes the game up a little bit. But either way, it's still, whether it is inherently, say, you know, quote Jewish or inherently, you know, Catholic, the seat of the power is at the you know, the Vatican, regardless of, you know, of which way it goes. But I personally don't believe that. You know, go ahead.
Whenabouts do you think they started infiltrating our government, or was it from the start?
Well, it was from the start. What happened is you had Adam Weishaupt, who you know, was a Jesuit and founded with the Rothschilds the Bavarian Illuminati, and they were founded on I believe it was on May 1st, you know, May Day, like we were talking about the end of the Beltane festival, May Day 1776. Which is exactly, you know, the year that we supposedly won our independence from Britain. So,
wow,
that's pretty, yeah. And Adam Weishaupt was, you know, what they did was they went through and made sure all the Masonic lodges were going along, you know, with the plan and whatnot. And if you look back at the signers of the Declaration and the Constitution, I believe 3/4 of them are admitted Freemasons.
Yeah, they are. Almost all of them.
Yeah, almost all of them. You know, so I mean, and it's not just a Freemason thing. You know, obviously they do go by what they're doing is esoteric in nature, and it is, you know, attributed to it. But, like, you know, not your average, your everyday Freemason in you know, a bumfuck town or whatever, probably has no idea. You know, you have some initiates that get to in certain rites, like, you know, Scottish rite, for instance, and you know, certain other rites.
It's
that
just
are,
like everything. It's compartmentalized.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's
Brian,
a need to know basis. If you don't need to know and you just playing ball, then they're just gonna let you play ball. And most people, you know, not to insult anybody, but most people are ignorant to this kind of stuff, you know? And I'm not trying to insult anybody, I'm not, because I was ignorant to all this stuff until not even 2 years ago, you know? I mean, I went 32 years of my life without even knowing there was more than one pope, you know? And it's not that hard. It's not that well hidden. I mean, anybody with a computer can, you know, find this stuff out. And guys, we don't spit out rumors. We're very careful about, you know, discerning fact from fiction and spreading fear and spreading disinformation. So, you know, nine times out of ten, if we're telling you something, we've really checked into it really well and double-checked it and triple-checked it. And this is something that's, like, not even disputable. I mean, nobody can even really dispute this. And it's admitted. I mean, you know, these people are admitted Knights of Malta, you know? It's not that much of a secret. But you got to wonder, though, if there's one organization, and they're the military arm of the Vatican, and the Roman Empire never died, and they've totally infiltrated our government, okay, and they were running things when we gained our independence, and they're in charge of the FBI, the CIA, I'm sure more agencies like the ATF, and, you know, all of them, you know? Who do you think that, you know, the voting system is what's really making all the decisions, or do you think it's coming down from the Vatican? I tend to think, and I have for a long time, I mean, even like only 6 months into this ballgame that, you know, we call it the truth movement or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you know, it's part of my French, but it gets frustrating, you know, sometimes you can't even call it the truth movement because it's the non-truth movement, you know, and most of the people that are the prominent figures in it that you've come to trust, no matter who it is, most of them are out there deceiving you. and they're out there with an agenda, and they look like they're giving you truth, and they're probably giving you some truth. They have to get some credibility and gain your trust. But in the long run, they're almost always all there to gatekeep certain information.
Right.
And that's why you don't ever hear about the Knights of Malta or the Vatican in the alternative media. They try not to even mention it. I mean, guys like, you know, we were talking about Saoirse Fowle and Alex Jones. Alex Jones, you can't even type the words Knights of Malta on his forum. Can't even type the words Knights of Malta on his forum. It's censored. It won't appear. When you refresh the page, it won't be there. We were talking about the Bohemian Grove, when he went to the Bohemian Grove, Justin, remember? And, you know, right. And you know more about the which statue is which and everything, but he didn't even address the Catholic statue from the Roman Catholic Church because it links back to the Vatican, and that's who he's there right. ultimately to gatekeep for. It's not even our government. I mean, he's there to gatekeep for them too, but in reality, he's really a shill for the Vatican. And there's no doubt about that. I'll say that to anybody, you know. Alex yeah. Jones is a shill for the Vatican. He's a shill for 9/11. He's a shill for everything else. But when it all comes down to it, it's the Vatican.
Yeah, no, his job is to shield them. His job is to also, make you think that this Bilderberg group, which is just another roundtable group. And you know what? I think that early in its days it had maybe a little more power, but nowadays with as much focus they put on it, I don't think that – I think it's more of a spectacle and more of a thing just to get these, you know, fear porn people there with their cameras and looking to see who's there and, you know, making a big thing out of it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yes, these are still some of the most powerful people in the world. But again, what it is it's just another roundtable group. They've been handed their instructions down from their superiors and, you know, whatever, whether it's the Council of 300, whatever is underneath, you know, the top of the thing. And their job is to disseminate that information to, the proper channels. And they work on, you know, on what's going to happen. But it's by no stretch of the imagination the top of the food chain like Jones would want you to think.
Oh, no, and not only that, Jones is also there, and not just Jones. I mean, there's tons of them, guys, okay? There's tons of them, you know, Burmese, Jones, Dice. I mean, all these losers, okay? And when you first, you know, start to realize things aren't what you've been told your whole life and you start to dig around a little bit, it looks like these guys are heroes, you know? These guys are out there risking their lives, and these guys are telling you this, and they're telling you that, and they're telling you a lot of things you never heard, and you look into some of them, and some of them are the way they say. But you know what they do? It's the little things that they admit to, like the things that you're definitely going to find out, like that GMO food's not good for you or that there's actually really chemtrails being sprayed, things like that. They'll have to admit to it. You know what I mean? Vaccines,
right.
Stuff like that. But when it comes down to things like the Vatican or the real truth behind 9/11 or 7/7 or, you know, any of these big events, they're there to push fear on you. That's what they're there for. And they're also there to reinforce – and now I know this sounds crazy. They're actually there to reinforce the government story. But they're just there to reinforce – oh, yeah, Jim Fetta, Justin L., absolutely he's on that list. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just took down a comment that I left for Jim Fetta. It was on this page right underneath the chat, Justin L. He's asking in the chat about Jim Fetta. I called Jim Fetta out on some stuff. And you know what he did? He deleted it. Within like 30 seconds, he deleted it off his Facebook page. So, you know, I was a little too smart for him. Not that, you know, this is a genius move or anything. I mean, anybody, you know, with a computer knows how to do this. But I screen grabbed it, you know, before I refreshed my page because I know that he's a shill. And I knew with the content I was putting on there, and it wasn't anything profane or anything like that. I just asked him about some specifics into 9/11 that he was gatekeeping and why he wouldn't address these issues. And I knew that he was going to delete it right away. So I screen grabbed it and I put it up here for everybody to see. So everybody that's been on this site for the last 4 or 5 weeks, when you've come here, you've seen that. And I'll put that back up there tonight. After we come back from our first break, I'll get in and I'll edit the website and I'll throw that back up there for you guys. But yeah, Jim Fetsa, absolutely. And he's pretty believable when he acts like he's, you know, really against the government and stuff. And I'll get back to what I was saying, not to go, I don't want to go too far off to the side here. They're there to reinforce the government myths. The myths. Now, earlier you heard me and Justin tell you how most of these events, they don't kill anybody anyways. It's just fake. So these people are there to blame. They don't care if you blame the government. They don't care. Because what are you going to, if they didn't kill anybody anyways and you blame the government and you go follow Alex Jones and yada, 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 you're never going to prove that they killed anybody because they didn't. Okay? And I'm not saying the government's not bad, and I'm not saying they don't ever kill people, because they do, you know? I'm sure a lot, most of the time it's, you know, on the down low, and it's not in a big event, or they'll just make somebody disappear, or, you know, they'll trump you up with some phony charges. I mean, there's a million things they can do to you. They can make you broke, you know what I mean? I mean, they can, you know, if you got your money in the bank and the government doesn't like you, well, guess what? You're fucked. You know what I mean? So they're there to basically back up all of these myths from the other side, though. So, for instance, like with 9/11. Now, we had somebody in the chat that was asking, and this is going to be, I'm not going to do the whole, you know, 3-4 hours it needs to explain the whole situation about what happened that day. But I will tell you this, and we'll get back into it at the end of the show too, after we get through the material that we have for tonight. We'll get back into 9/11 for you, but we'll touch on it a little bit right here. I mean, we've done, you know, many, many, many specials on here. I mean, it's even, we've gotten so close to the truth that these people, I mean, like, I've even been accused of masterminding the whole thing. It's ridiculous, you know? It is. It's ridiculous. I mean, anybody out there that's listening that knows me personally, I know there's a couple of you in the chat right now, just think about how absurd that is, okay? Start to get close to the truth. I'm actually being accused by I don't even know what you would call him or his forum, and I don't even want to give him any, you know, any plug or anything. But, you know, I've been accused of not only being involved, but basically choreographing the whole thing, okay? Now, Anon that was asking earlier about 9/11 and what happened that day, it's not what you think, okay? Now, first of all, when you tell that to somebody, hey, 9/11's not what you think, you're talking about, hey, it's not Afghanistan, and it's not Bin Laden, and it's not, you know, 19 hijackers and four, if you get deep enough, you know, it's not four airplanes and all that. But it gets much deeper than that, much deeper than that. The whole day was a hoax, okay? And we've proven this many, many times in many different ways, and I have a ton of evidence on it, and I'll be glad to go through it tonight. We can do an extra long show, and we'll get back around to all that 9/11 evidence, absolutely. But for those of you that, you know, won't be here later or, you know, want to, for future reference, want to save the link, we did me, Justin, and James Sloan, who's an excellent researcher, he's been doing this for a while himself, he lives overseas, we did a special, 9/11, the hoax uncovered. And if you just go up to the top of the website and where it says more, like to see more pages, put the cursor over that, it'll be the first one. It'll be the first page to pop up right when you get there. Play the audio. So obviously I don't want you to do that now because you're listening to us now live. But what you do is just play the audio and we will walk you through all the evidence. And you can call me crazy. You can call me a conspiracy theorist. I honestly don't give a fuck what you call me anymore. I really don't. I've lost friends over this. I have people that won't talk to me. Anybody that really knows me personally, though, I'm still the same guy. And I was always smart. I'm not an idiot, you know, and you're not an idiot either. I mean, especially if you made it this far to listen to this show. I mean, there's evidence that we can show you where you just, all you have to do is trust your own eyes. Just trust your own eyes. Basically, to sum it up, what they told us happened, you know, 19 hijackers, 4 airplanes, 2 buildings, and then we know 3 buildings really came down. So there's already, we know there's something going on there. So Alex Jones will come along, and not just Alex Jones, just about everybody in the so-called truth movement will come along, and they'll tell you, oh, you know, bombs in the building. You have people like Willie Rodriguez and, you know, all these other witnesses that they put forward. Well, so-called witnesses will talk about explosions in the building before the planes hit. And we all know, at least anybody that's done even a couple weeks' worth of research, okay, guys, jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene. kerosene evaporates at 1,200 degrees or around there, okay? You can't melt steel until you get close to 3,000 degrees. And a steel building has never melted. Never melted and collapsed, and it's never happened since 9/11 either. You know why? Because steel buildings don't melt and collapse. And they certainly wouldn't from a kerosene explosion. That stuff would burn off. And
go ahead, even if even if it didn't, you know, we were getting back to the basics of 9/11, but even if it didn't, a building wouldn't fall, you know, into its own mass, into the point of the point of most what's the word I'm looking for? Resistance. You know, it would have, maybe the top would have fell sideways, or, you know, we wouldn't have had these falling straight into the basement, you know, and even like the first two looked like they were exploding upwards and down, you know, and we have some, I'll let Brian get into that, into that whole situation. But the main thing is, you know, the original the original story is 100% bullshit. And then you get into track one, which is, you know, the original truther track, which we're breaking down now.
The original truther track, which is still that four airplanes hit the buildings. And guys, I mean, it only takes 5 minutes if somebody's actually nice enough to tell you and show you the evidence. It only takes 5 minutes to realize that four airplanes didn't hit. I mean, you've got. And there's not just like one image or one video. I mean, this is everywhere, okay? You've got so many images of Flight 175. For you people that don't know which one 175 is, Flight 175 is the second quote-unquote plane, okay? And you got still grabs, and they're still out there. I actually just had them up on the site and took them down, and I'm going to put them back up. But you have shots of the second airplane. And you guys can see this yourselves, okay? You guys, all you got to do is do the homework, okay? Please, don't trust me. I don't want you to trust me. I don't want you to trust me just like I don't want you to trust them. I want you to listen to what we're saying and double-check it, okay? Go look at Flight 175 yourself. Go on YouTube. You guys all have computers. Look at the Herzakhani shot, the Michael Herzakhani shot, allegedly, okay? That damn airplane goes halfway in the building. And not only does the airplane not break apart, the building doesn't even break. Okay? Now, if you wonder what I'm talking about, most of you people in the chat probably already know this, but just for those that don't, the building doesn't even break, and the plane's halfway embedded in it. Okay? That is not possible. This is a building made of steel, concrete, and a hell of a lot of glass. And you're telling me that, never mind, even an airplane, a car, even a friggin' tennis ball, I don't care what you put through the building. When you put it through the building, right, the building's got to break. Something's got to give. If the building don't break, then the plane has to smash on the building and break and fall to the ground. Either that, right, or it pierces the building.
Would have rained down all types of debris. Like, you know what? Actually, here's a good thing to look at is if you look at during World War II, you had a Olympics on my mind. You had a B-29 bomber, I believe, which is a huge airplane, flew into the Empire State Building, and it hit the facade and crumpled off. A piece went through, but it did not, it did not penetrate like we're told. These so-called planes did, you know.
Absolutely not. And I'm gonna actually put the pictures back up for you guys. I didn't know we were gonna get into 9/11 tonight, and we always welcome 9/11 talk. That's what got us started. I consider that my specialty. I probably talk about 9/11 60-70% of the time. So I don't mind going down this road for anybody. I don't mind answering any questions. Any of you guys ever want to Facebook me, email me, hit me up over here, whatever. We can have a Skype call. I'll talk to anybody. And I've talked to people that I know of, complete frauds, okay? I've been down that road plenty of times, and I've talked to some people that turned out to be very good researchers or just very good, just good Americans, you know, just people that want to know the truth, don't want to be lied to, okay? And you were really bamboozled on 9/11. So let's get back to the second plane. The second plane goes halfway into the building, and the building doesn't break. Now, rather than call me crazy, Why don't you tell me how you're going to prove to me that that's possible? I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear how it's possible. We've had people call in. We had one guy call in. You guys should probably remember him, the Mengus guy. I know Justin remembers him. He was a total shill. I mean, you could absolutely tell. This guy wasn't just a regular caller. Somebody put him up to this. Somebody had him call the show. And he called the show and tried to discredit what I was saying. And you know what he tried saying? He tried saying that the airplane was just going too fast, that the video camera at 25 frames a second or whatever the hell the guy said, you know, was the average for a camera, which I don't even know if that's really the average. You know, I think it's higher than that, the frame rate of a video camera. But he's like, oh, you know, because of the frame rate is going, the plane's going so fast, it couldn't capture. No. But you can grab a still off the video. You can grab a still image off the video and have the plane halfway in the building and see it as clear as day. That doesn't even make any sense. I went back the other day on an emulator on my computer and I was playing. Stephanie, she's in the chat. She gave me the little game demos that we were playing, and we were playing. I was playing the Super Mario one. The Super Mario game. Now the emulator shows you how fast the game's going. The game was going 70 frames per second. So you're telling me that Super Mario Bros. 1 that came out in 1985 can go at 70 frames a second, but a video camera in 2001 can't? Not only one video camera, 47 video cameras that allegedly caught the second plane. You're telling me that all 47 cameras, that they all go 25 frames a second? I mean, come on. And even if that's the speed they went, how do they all get this image with the plane stuck halfway in the building? I mean, how does that happen, guys? Now, for those of you that have never gone through all this evidence, you know, and I wouldn't expect you to believe it in one night or 1 hour or one TV show. Guys, go and just look at it yourself and just try. You try and come up with a better explanation. Seriously, you try and explain how that's real video, okay? Now, that is what the truth movement is pushing. They'll push the plane thing, and they'll also push the Building 7 thing. Now, the reason I think they push the Building 7 thing is because it's never going to go anywhere, and it hasn't. And that's what this guy tried saying when he called in. He's like, oh, you need to stop talking about the fake video. What you need to do is talk about what we know, and that Building 7 came down and no plane hit it, yada, yada. And I'm like, that's what you've been doing for 10 years. You've been running people around the gamut for 10 years. Why don't we just examine the actual evidence that's in front of us? There's more than just, you know, planes stuck way halfway in the buildings. If you guys take the time like I have to really research the video and sit here all friggin' day and watch all these documentaries over and over and over again, and I'm not watching them to hear what evidence they're trying to throw at me. I'm looking at the actual video that they're presenting. There are so many goddamn anomalies with the video besides just the – you even have buildings disappearing, buildings rendering like graphics in a video game. How does a building render on a videotape? Huh? Somebody tell me. How does a building render on the videotape? That's not a regular video artifact from any video. Things you've never seen in video. And then there's other things that we've done where we've taken the time. We put the comparison up. Okay? And there's things that just aren't debunkable. I mean, there's street signs that are in one shot and not in the next. And then they're back later. There's other street signs that move. Lamp posts that move. Awnings that are different colors and different shots. There's even buildings that have 5 stories and then they have 4. They had 4 on the 9/11 videos. The building at the corner of Church and Reed Street on the right-hand side of the street where Rick Leventhal is giving his interviews. Take a look at it. Don't take my word. Take a look at it. Go look at it. Go look at any of the 9/11 videos. Look to his right. There's friggin' 4 stories. You can see almost the bottom of the building all the way to the ground. And you can see it all the way to the roof line. And there's only 4 rows of windows. And then if you look at any photography that was taken, you know, well in advance of 9/11, you'll see 5 rows of windows. Well, how is that possible? What, did the thing shrink? Did a whole floor get up and walk away? No. What you were looking at is absolutely bogus. It was all done on, you know, animation. And I don't want to say all. I don't want to work in absolutes because there might be some real video, some real street interviews done up the street or around the corner or whatever. Everything you saw of the Twin Towers on 9/11 was CGI. It was. Now, Alex Jones, they won't even go down the no plane road, never mind the CGI. And once you do, they attack you. And I've put up plenty of videos of him and others, you know, saying you have a mental illness if you think no planes hit the tower, yada, 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 yada. This, guys, there's just no evidence of the planes hitting the towers. I'm sorry. Now, to some of you, that sounds absolutely nuts. Well, you know what I'm going to do? Justin, why don't you take over for a second and you know, kind of go on a little bit while I upload these pitches. I've been talking a mile a minute here.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, the thing is, you know, I've been in the 9/11 truth movement for probably 6-7 years now. You know, definitely been known, you know, at least for the last 4 or so, I would say. But been researching it since 2005. Anyway, make a long story short, they made the no planer thing such a scarlet letter to wear that nobody, nobody would go down that road. And there was a long time before I would even go and watch like September Clues and with an open mind. And then I finally sat down and watched it, and I looked into a little bit of what was out there, and I said, "What? These people are right. There's no reason to actually use actual airplanes. You know, there's really no need for it. You know, there's so many other ways, you know, it especially if you just, you know, and obviously you can look at the video and see that that's not real video. You know, but the main thing about it, though, is that's what they did, you know, and you know, and here's the thing. I do want to say, like, I commend the people that are on the ground every week passing out flyers, letting people know about Building 7, because they're bringing them to us. They're bringing them through to some deeper research.
I'll take the heat that the rest of the truth community doesn't want. I think everybody knows that now. I don't care.
I agree.
You know, they can label me whatever they want, dude. That's what I'm here for. Whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. But that's the thing was, is, you know, the main thing was to make it. And there's still some people nowadays that I agree with them on 99% of the stuff that they post and agree with, but they will still not say that they, you know, they're still not, don't want to be labeled as no planers. And it's like, you know, I really don't see the big deal in it.
Well, it's the people they put out there in the beginning, too, you know, discredit the whole thing.
Exactly. We had Nico Haupt going in, you know, starting fights on Ground Zero and spraying water on himself saying, "I'm a no planer." You know, shoot himself on Fetzer's show. You know, we just said about Ace Baker to shoot himself on Fetzer's show. You know, we had all these, you know, the Web Fairy, you know, we had all these personalities that were, you know, idiotic and meant to make the no plane, anyone that said there was no planes look like a meth
they
head
really
or a
did.
Psych.
They really did, you know. If you don't get it in the right order and you see that before you see the evidence, it does make it hard to believe what they're saying, because they put these three absolutely crazy people out there to act crazy, and they put them out there to talk about no planes, and they put them out there early. I mean, when did they first start showing up, Justin, would you say? 2001 or was it 2003? Was it one of them was right away, wasn't it? One of the three? Nico, Ace, and Web Fairy?
Oh yeah, yes. Nico was out during 2001. You know, approximately 2 or 3 months after it happened. You know, and obviously, you know, he was just, you know, looked at the information and saw what it was, and then, you know, probably sold out or was given that information or whatever. But yeah, that was his job from the beginning, was to sabotage anybody that, you know, that you know, had the balls to say that there was no planes. You know, and. Yeah, no. The whole truth movement was controlled from the very start, and you know, and that's what it was about. And you know, the sad thing is, there are so many well-meaning people out there, you know, doing their best, and but you know, it's just they have to break through the matrix. They have to get through that one little piece, and maybe you know, then they can get into some more. You know, I mean, here's the thing. I do say, like, you know, it's good at least think about it. 90% of the country has no idea, you know, even about that stuff. But on the other hand, don't call us, you know, don't say that we're disinfo for spitting the truth. You know, and that's the only people that bother me. The people that try to censor information and whatnot, those are the people that bother me. But go ahead, Brian.
No, I forget what I was saying here. I'm just having a little trouble publishing the website. It doesn't want to work for me for right this second. Yeah, what they did is they put these people out there to talk about no planes, and they acted totally crazy. I mean, you got Ace Baker, who actually was out there. He was on the Jim Fetzer show. Somebody had mentioned in the chat earlier about Jim Fetzer being in on it, and he is, and he acts like he's on your side, but he's really not. And he gives these frauds a place to go on their on his radio show, and he does it with many people. He had Ace Baker on there. Ace Baker goes on there. He starts talking about, oh, I can't do this anymore. Yada, 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 yada. You know, he starts acting like he's crying. And then he actually fakes that he kills himself on the air with a gun. He shoots himself in the head. Okay? Now, he didn't really shoot himself in the head, but he just made everybody think he did. Yeah, no big deal, right? No big deal. You have the other one there. What's his face? Nico Haupt. He's down at ground zero. He's getting in everybody's face. He's talking about no planes. Now, you can sit here and have a civil discussion like us, pass around information, pass around pictures, videos, whatever. You don't need to do what Nico Haupt does. Nico Haupt goes down to ground zero, and he has his friend with him, and Nico lays on the cement and has his friend pour water over him, basically waterboard him, and scream at him, are you a planer or a no-planer? I'm a no-planer. So he keeps waterboarding him. I'm a no-planer. He keeps waterboarding him. You know? I mean, it's just – and the web fairies, same idea. She goes on TV shows and just acts real baddie and gets away from the no-planes and starts talking about all this other stuff that you don't even know what she's talking about. Like, I couldn't even begin to explain to you what she's talking about because she's just talking in circles, keeping everybody confused. And that's to keep everybody away from the information. Now, in my case, I came along, all right? I stumbled on Loose Change. Now, I didn't deal with their bullshit, okay? Not because I knew better, just because I didn't happen to get to that first. And I got to the September clues, and I got to... You know, just digging into the planes for myself and digging into the Herzakhani shot and a couple of the other anonymous videos and this and that and the other thing. And so by the time I saw these people, I knew what they were there for. I knew what COINTELPRO was. A lot of people don't understand counterintelligence and what it's there for. They can't even fathom the thought of it existing, okay? It's counterintelligence. You think they're there to give you good information, but they're not. They're there to mislead you, and that's what these people are experts at. And you'll have different factions of counterintelligence, and you'll think that they're fighting with each other, and they act like that in the public. They're all in on it, you know? From Alex Jones to Nico Haupt to Ace Baker to Jim Fetzer to Mark Dice to Jason Burmes, Luke Radowski, they're all frauds. I'm sorry, and I'm not just taking a paintbrush and painting it across the whole truth movement. If you notice, I stopped there because, you know, there's a few more I could name off, but, I mean, I'm not just going to say everybody without, you know, looking at them, and I've looked into all these people. They're frauds. Luke Radowski was embezzling money from We Are Change and paying his college tuition with it, okay? That's a fact. That's a fact. Alex Jones censors information. That's a fact. If you get into these issues about, you know, about the fake video or anything like that, you know what he's going to do? If he doesn't hang up on you right away, because maybe he doesn't want to make it too obvious, maybe he'll try and blow up on you instead and then hang up on you, he's going to take you right out of the call log. And you're not going to be on the replay. So the only people that heard you are the people that heard it live. The people that go back and listen to the recording, guess what? They're not going to hear you. And this happens all across the truth community. Everywhere. Everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's ridiculous. And it's ridiculous. It really is. I'm still trying to upload these pictures of the plane. Guys, if I can't upload the pictures that I want to show you of the plane right now, I'm still going to upload them for you. What I'm going to do is I know everybody and their mother's on Facebook. Let's not pretend that we're all not on there, okay? If I can't get them to upload to my website right now, during the first break, I will upload them to our Facebook group, okay, and my Facebook page for those of you that aren't in the group. So when you guys go to the page, You can see the pictures of the plane. You know what? I'll do that now, okay? But listen, guys, and it's not just the planes. That's the thing. That's the thing, guys. Even if it was just the planes, that right there alone should make you question everybody. Now you're already questioning the government because you know their story's bullshit. You know Bin Laden had nothing to do with this, nor did he have the capacity to pull off this you know, event, okay? So once you get past that, now you get to the people that you think are on your side, and in reality, they're really there just to back up the goddamn myth. But now they're gonna back it up by reinforcing the myth of the four planes. And once you get away from that, and not just the two plane towers, not just Flight 175, let's say, okay? Flight 175 has 47 home videos. Go take any one of them. I challenge you. Take any one of them. Freeze frame it as the plane's going in the building. Whether it's the Herzakani shot, the Evan Fairbank shot, you know, we could name off all these supposed alleged amateur videographers and photographers, okay? Any one of the shots, the plane goes halfway in the goddamn building.
The Nade brothers.
The Nade brothers is what I was going to get into next, actually. The Nade brothers now. Now we're talking about Flight 11. The Nade brothers, for those of you that don't know, or for those of you that aren't really sure who they are, those are the two French filmmakers that supposedly made a documentary with the New York Fire Department, and they were already making a documentary, and they just happened to be there when 9/11 went down. So they had an exciting day to film, you know what I mean? Well, that's not really what happened, okay? First of all, they are all part of this propaganda. Second of all, and this is huge, guys. I mean, this is really huge, all right? The Nade Brothers film is the only known video of Flight 11 hitting the North Tower, okay? Flight 11, and for those of you that are from around here, Flight 11 might ring a bell because supposedly John Oganowski, the pilot from Dracut, was piloting that plane. So at any time you try and tell anybody anything about 9/11 around where I'm from, the first thing they say is, oh, what about Oganowski? But then you say, what kind of guy was he? And you know, you never get an answer. You never get an answer. They just go by what they've been told. Oh, a guy from Dracut died, and he crashed into the towers, and yada, yada, yada. You really think he crashed into the towers? I can disprove that in 5 seconds with that film. That they did such a piss-poor job on it, and they're so brazen that when you see Flight 11 go into the towers with the Nade brothers film, the Nade brothers are in the street. Justin, do you know what street they're on when they're doing the gas leak?
VC, I believe. VC and Church. VC, okay. I believe VC Street, yeah.
Okay, so they're on VC Street. Or what? And we could be wrong about the name of that precise street. But anyways, you'll see it in the movie, okay? You watch the movie. They go to this gas leak, okay? And then they're looking at, like, the sewer. That's where the gas leak is or whatever. They're kind of all just standing around. And then all of a sudden, you see the guy pan the camera up towards the tower, and he catches the plane just at the last second flying into the tower. Now, this one looks more realistic. It looks like it's going into the tower, like a plane might really go into the tower. But if you really look closely and you slow the video down, actually, you don't even really need to slow the video down once you know what you're looking for. But you can go back and look at it and look at it again. And then look at it some more, and look at it a fourth time, maybe a fifth time. Why not? While you're there, look at it 10 times, okay? You'll see the plane go in. Now, we know that when that plane supposedly went in, it was shaped like a plane, okay? And it had the wing marks that extended all the way to the right side of the building. Well, when the plane goes in and first makes the hole, and then there's an explosion, guess what? It's not shaped like a plane, and it doesn't go all the way to the right side of the building. But you know what happens from then until the next 18 seconds before the whole plane hole is there? You can actually see, and I'm not fucking joking, guys, and pardon my French again, but this is how ridiculous this is. You can actually see the animator drawing in a black line to represent the wing going to the edge of the building. And he does it over the course of 18 seconds. He doesn't even do it fast, like 2 seconds, and hopefully nobody will catch him. 18 seconds, you can see him drawing it in, literally drawing it in. Now, you got to think, before I even get to the next phase here, if he's drawing in the line on the building, what does that tell you about the building? Justin?
it tells you that it's totally a secondary. It's just, you know, it's a prop. It's just a piece of, you know, it's just, it's already there. It's on the screen, you know.
It's a prop. Yeah. And it really is. And it doesn't stop there, guys. That's the thing. People will be quick to tell me, oh, you're crazy, you're crazy. Or they won't even look at all and tell me I'm wrong. Just look into it. And then be honest with yourself. And trust, ask your own eyes, like, what you're looking at. Like, are you looking at a real plane crash here? Or are you looking at, like, a video game? And it's like, well, why is both plane crashes look like a video game? And then, on top of that, when you really start to dig in some more, because you won't be stuck on the plane thing for too long. I mean, you might look at it for a couple of weeks before you make up your mind, but you're really not going to be stuck on it too long once you know where to look, okay? Yeah, before I even get into the buildings, the other thing about I wanted to get into about the plane, too, is you have video that contradicts itself. You have video of Flight 175, and it's coming in from a real high altitude, like higher than the towers, and it's now we've come to call this the dive bomber shot. It comes in, and it just drops down on the descent real fast, and then it kind of straightens out and goes into the building. And then you have other video that shows Flight 175 just coming in from the side, going straight into the building. Then you actually have video where it comes in low, okay, and then it goes up at a 45-degree angle into the building. And all these videos are supposed to represent one event. They're supposed to represent one plane crash. Again, before you call me crazy, why don't you tell me why I'm wrong? Why don't you tell me how that is possible? How you can have three supposed real videos show you three different things of one event, of any event, ever. I mean, just, it doesn't even have to be 9/11. How can three videos that are supposedly filming the same thing show three different things, vastly different things? It's not a matter of perspective, and maybe you just, you can't really tell. I mean, it's clear as the nose on your face, especially with the dive bomber shot and the one that comes in low and goes up, that you're looking at something totally different. I mean, it's just not the same. I mean, how does that happen with real video? So then, you know, you can go to Shanksville, and oh, guess what? Guess what at Shanksville? There's not even any evidence of a friggin' airplane. There's just a hole in the ground, okay? So that's your third site. And then your fourth site, do you guys remember the video from the White House? I mean, from the Pentagon? Do you remember seeing the plane hit? Oh, that's right, you don't. Oh, I guess you shouldn't question that. I mean, they only lied to you about the other three. I guess we'll just take their word on that one. And even though we've seen a video and we didn't see nothing hit it, yeah, we'll just call it a 747 full of people, right? Why not? Why not? We'll just call it a 747 full of people, okay? Yeah, Justin L. in the chat says he'll be looking into this. Justin L., please look into this. I'm not making any of this up, nor would I ever, okay? And this stuff is very, very, very provable. Very provable. Please, after we're done tonight, go to our 9/11 special page, the 9/11 The Hoax Uncovered. It's right underneath the More tab on our website. And
he may have been referring to what I was talking about in the chat, but either way, okay, yeah, okay. Definitely.
Okay, I didn't know you were talking to him in the chat. I just looked over real quick and seen that he said that. Just go there after our show tonight.
I could be wrong.
You get a treat. You'll get a double header. You get two shows, right? Go there. Start the audio. Don't skip ahead. Now I've got a ton. Oh, I might even have these images already up on the website. What am I doing? They're probably on that page. Anyways, you'll go there, and we've got a ton of evidence, but we're gonna walk you through it. Okay? We're gonna walk you through it, explain to you what's going on, and present it. And that's what we do on that show. And it's a really in-depth show. That's going to really, really, really get into all of this, okay? You know what we're going to do, guys, is before we get into the buildings and everything else, and before we get into everything else we want to talk about tonight, we are going to take a quick break. While we're on that break, we're just going to play a song, and while we're doing that, I'm going to upload some pictures to the Facebook page since the website's giving me a little bit of issues. You guys can all have two windows open, right? It's not going to kill you. I'll drop the Facebook link in the chat here. You guys can click the link. Boom! You guys can see the pictures, all right? So we'll be back in like 3 or 4 minutes. Don't anybody go anywhere. Foolish Philosopher, I know you wanted to call in, and I will get to your phone call as soon as we get back from the break, I promise. You will be the first person we get on, okay? Anybody else that wants to call in, our phone number is 978-735-2224. If that's long distance for you, whatever, get on the Skype. Skype's free anywhere in the world. We have people that call in all over the world all the time. People from Norway, New Zealand, England. There's a slew of countries that call in here, okay? We have a few repeat calls, and sometimes we get new callers from these countries. Call in via Skype. The Skype name is The Real News Online, okay? All one word. The Real News Online. All one word, all right? And we'll be back in 3 minutes, guys, okay? So don't go anywhere. Stay right here. When I come back, I'll drop that link in there for everybody, and we'll pick up where we left off, and Foolish Philosopher, we'll get to your call in about 3.5 minutes, all right? Thanks, everybody. You listen to Dose of Reality Radio, Brian Stavely and Justin Cook, and we will be right back. Okay, everybody. Welcome back from the break. Welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here with my co-host, Justin Cook. I just seen a few more people hop into the chat. Equinox, he's here. Equinox is actually one of the better researchers in the whole world at analyzing the video here and breaking it down. He's done so much of the analysis into the fake planes and the fake buildings, which we're about to get into pretty soon. I'm sure he can help out in the chat, too, if you guys have any questions or you guys doubt anything that I'm saying or, you know, need a link to anything. He's definitely good at that. I want to thank everybody just for sticking around and hearing us out, you know, because a lot of people won't even listen to this stuff, and it's a shame. It really is a shame, because all we're doing is trying to do a service for you and put the whole truth out. It's not what the truth movement is doing, okay? It's not what the truth movement is doing at all. Now, guys, and Justin, you're back from what you were doing, right? You're back here?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. What I did, and if you guys didn't hear it yet, here's the link right here to the Facebook group. Okay, if you're not already part of our Facebook group, please join. You can always shut the notifications off or the emails or whatever if it aggravates you or whatever, because it is a pretty active group. It's a great group, though. I'm gonna tell you right now, it's not one of these 9/11 groups with 10,000 people and everybody just passes around everything, every theory, no. We're real careful about what we put out. We make sure we do. If anybody puts anything out there that's garbage, like Stephen Jones or Alex Jones or Burmese or whatever, we'll get right on it. I mean, we'll get right on it and we'll tell people why that's wrong. And, you know, we'll tell the person that posted it why it's wrong, what's wrong with it. We'll explain it to them, you know. We don't have any issue with that. No issue with explaining any of it. Okay, Anon, thank you. Thank you. You're gonna you posted our page to your website. We really appreciate that. Honestly. Really, really, really appreciate that. Anybody that does that. Now what I was saying, guys, is, you know, I want you guys to look at the images. Look at these images right here. Yeah, Stephanie, she's in our group. You know, most of us get along. There's not too much there's hardly any really arguing, you know. There's a little bit of arguing when people disagree about something, but then people are always willing to admit that they're wrong. That's key. You guys, you got to put your pride aside when you're doing this stuff, especially the 9/11 stuff. You guys don't even realize how many times you're going to be wrong. I mean, you're going to be wrong, then you're going to be wrong again. Then a couple months later, you might find out that everything you learned you were wrong about. You have to be willing to always take in new information. And Justin, wouldn't you say the biggest key in this whole game is discernment?
Yeah, I would definitely say.
Yeah, discernment.
You know, it's all about, you know, all about discernment.
I see that somebody in the chat is having a little issue with the page. So, just if you are, I use Chrome. I find that Chrome works the best on this computer, but on my netbook, I have to use Firefox. I have to. I honestly, I'm more of a Firefox guy. My whole, you know, last, you know, 5-10 years on the computer since Firefox has been around or whatever, seems to be the browser. If you're having an issue with the browser crashing, I would absolutely just use a different browser, and you shouldn't have a problem. If you still have a problem and you can't listen, I want to help everybody I can. Listen is what I'm going to do for you. If you have a headset and you have Skype, call in. You don't have to be in on the call. You don't have to talk on the air. Just promise me you'll mute it, okay, so we don't hear any background noise, and you can hear the show via Skype, and that will work, even if the browser is crashing on you, okay? Yeah, guys, somebody posted the Let's Roll thing. I mean, yeah, we're not even going to get into that whole thing right now, but that's, you know, the owner of that website's actually how ridiculous
is that? I was already on it, bro. I was just posting it for the Hicks. Yeah, okay.
Your mic hit the wire, Justin.
Okay, just real quick, Brian and I and a couple other mods have been thrown out of that site for a whole ton of stuff, and it's just been harassed constantly by the owner of it. But there's, you know, I would just certain things I would just steer clear of
out for the guy Phil. He's the owner of the site. He's no good. I don't want to do a whole thing on Phil right now. I want to stick to the information. But just so
you know, I don't either.
I'm just telling them. I'm not telling you. I'm glad that when you bring it up, you know, I'm just telling them. I'm not going to go off on a 20-minute thing here, even though I should, you know. But let's just put it this way: anybody that knows me out there, and locally, personally, anybody that's talked to me online, anybody, yeah, philosopher, yes, I am. I'm not from Southie, which is part of Boston. But I'm like 20 minutes from Boston, 25 minutes north of Boston.
He's from Lowell, where they had that whole you guys saw it a few years ago. Who was the boxer from Lowell, Brian?
Oh, Mickey Ward.
Mickey Ward, yeah.
The movie The Fighter.
Right. Well, yeah, and also his brother. They had the high end crack street.
Yeah.
Dickie Ward. They had the high end crack street HBO documentary there back in the day. So yeah, it's a city not far from Boston, not far from New Hampshire either, correct?
Yeah, we're actually closer to New Hampshire. I mean, we're 25 minutes from Boston, 25 miles, you know, and I'm about probably 10 miles from Nashua, New Hampshire. So there's only north of me from here would be, what, you can go through Chelmsford, Kingsboro, where I know one of our other listeners lives. I won't put her name out there, but Chelmsford, Tingsboro, and then Nashua. Or you could go through Dracut, and then through into Pelham, New Hampshire, that way, which is even closer. That's a really small town, though. Most people know Nashua. Or you could go south and go to Boston, 25 miles away. So, I mean, we're in the middle of everything. I mean, Nashua is a huge, busy city. Boston, obviously, you guys all know what Boston is. And we're in between there. And, you know, there's a lot of people over here on the East Coast, you know. A lot of people. The last thing I was going to say about that guy that we were talking to, the website that Justin had referred you to, just watch out for the owner of the guy, Phil. He banned all of us, including Justin, including some other members that had been there for 7 years, all moderators of the website. And he banned us all when I started to get into the fake video. That's when it really all started. And I noticed things, and I kept it personal. I just told one person and that I had some doubts. And we played it out, and then sure enough, a smear campaign came against me, and it's gotten to the point where I've actually been blamed for choreographing the 9/11 videos, along with somebody else. That's just absurd, okay? I mean, we don't even need to spend any time addressing that I didn't do that.
No.
If I had the capacity to do that, guys, I wouldn't be doing this small-time bit radio station on my computer out of my living room right now, okay? I'm sure I'd be making movies in Hollywood. I'm pretty sure I would. And I'm pretty sure people that know me would have an idea that something was going on, or I wouldn't be around, or, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous.
Right.
What we're going to do is, we're going to get in, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the fake video. We're going to get into the buildings, though, and what we guys, what you saw, and this is provable in so many documentaries, in so many cases. This isn't like, yeah, it was in our face, philosopher. You don't have to. It was not only was it in our face, philosopher. It was, yeah, exactly, Stephanie. I'm a conspirator now, not the conspiracy theorist. I'm actually the mastermind. I'm the mastermind of 9/11. Can you guys all stand up and clap for me?
I think she's talking about the Olympics again. You're confused. Sorry about that. We had another chat in the Olympics.
I was talking to Stephanie. Stephanie asked, said, "You want a conspiracy theorist? You're a conspirator."
Oh, right.
Which is absolutely absurd, of course. Guys, don't feel bad, because there's people that have studied the video for years and years and years, Justin included, myself for a couple of years, or almost a couple of years. You know, there's people that studied the video for 8, 9, 10, almost 11 years or whatever, almost 12 years that it's been now, however long it's been. And they didn't pick up on this stuff. Now they love to do it. They love to do it by putting it right in your face. The best way to hide something is in plain sight. Now you can go back and look at 9/11. And let's go back even further than 9/11. If you go back before 9/11, and I'll give you guys a good thread that I made on the forum with some predictive programming where I don't know about you guys, but I live on the East Coast. I don't live too far from New York. I've been to New York. I know Justin lives a little closer than I do. But the World Trade Center, I mean, you've heard of it, but it wasn't the most famous building in New York, not until 9/11. I mean, the Empire State Building was. The Statue of Liberty. I mean, there were other things that would pop in your head before the World Trade Center. The reason I'm saying that is because the World Trade Center was destroyed many, many, many times over. When I say many, I mean probably over 30 times, okay? In various movies, cartoons, comic books, and TV shows. These buildings were destroyed leading up to 9/11. Not only were they destroyed, in some of them, they're just so eerily similar. The movie Armageddon, for instance, if you look at the images of the Twin Towers, I mean, they're almost on fire in the same spots that they were, with holes in the building and everything. And these are all, you know, 1997, 1998, some are early 90s. It even goes all the way back, guys. There's one from 1975. The National Lampoon magazine, the cover of the magazine. The towers are on fire in almost the exact spot that they were on fire on 9/11. The movie, I don't know, James, if you're listening, the movie you showed me, which one was it? Was it the Meteor movie or Deep Impact? It's a tidal wave that goes over New York? Now, this is a little different because it's not a fire, it's a tidal wave, but still, when the tidal wave comes in, not only does it crumble the Twin Towers to the ground, but the way the wave washes over the crowd of people, it looks just like the dust cloud on 9/11. I mean, what are the chances of all these things? And then it gets even deeper than that, guys. They even went and made certain like TV shows change things. Like if you look at the TV show Friends, and everybody knows Friends. I mean, it was one of the biggest TV shows ever, you know? Huge, huge hit, okay? They had the Twin Towers in their intro, okay? And these people actually made them change the intro around 1997. EQ, I know you probably know the date of this, the Friends one. When did they change it? I think it was 97. They changed the intro, and they actually had made them put up the image of the CGI towers, the same ones that you saw on 9/11. And you can see that it just doesn't look right, okay? Go to the Facebook group, guys, that I left the link to. And in case you lost it or you weren't here a minute ago, I'll leave the link again. There it is right there. Go to the Facebook group that we have, right? Look at the images just of the planes that I put up. And, you know, just tell me that there's not something wrong there. I mean, how can you look at that and see a plane stuck halfway in a building? I mean, it's just not possible. And it gets so much deeper than that. Now, that's where most people will stop. And they won't come any farther. Or if they do accept that fact, they'll kind of let their foot off the gas pedal a little bit right there. They'll think that they've come, you know, and they've come across the truth. Hey, these people are lying. They weren't really airplanes that hit the towers. But then they'll still think that the towers were blown up and all these people died inside of it. Okay? And that is just not the truth. Now, if you're going to – now, just to skip ahead a little bit, some people are probably going to say, well, what do you think happened? The buildings aren't there anymore. I've heard this a million times, okay? No shit, okay? I know the buildings aren't there anymore. I've actually been there since the buildings have been gone and seen the big hole in the ground, okay? Yeah, the buildings were there, and now they're not. And they were taken down on 9/11. And they were taken down probably with explosives, okay? But they were just taken down like they would normally demo a building, and you didn't get to see it. What you saw was a prefabricated movie. And this is just proven, I don't know. Equinox, you're in the chat. I mean, how many pieces of evidence would you say there are that prove it? I mean, there's got to be more than 100. I mean, there's probably 300. I mean, it's everywhere. Whether it's the Naudé film, whether it's the Dive Bomber, whether it's the 102 Minutes documentary. It's everywhere. Everywhere. I remember I was watching the 102 Minutes documentary, right? 102 Minutes That Changed America or 102 Minutes That Changed the World. I forget what the exact title is. If you Google it, you'll find it, or YouTube it. It's up there. Just do 102 Minutes, it'll pop up. I'm watching it now. This is like a few weeks now, probably maybe a couple months ago. Not too long ago, though. Recently, you know, maybe 2 months ago, after I've already known all this. So I'm looking for more, you know. I'm looking for more evidence of it, you know, because I'm seeing it everywhere, you know. Seeing it, yeah, probably about 300, Equinox said. And he's the guy that, you know, he says 300, I'm going to go with 300, okay? There's probably 300 pieces of evidence pointing towards, you know, the towers just not being real, what you're looking at. And some of the video, it's really hard to tell. I mean, it really is. But some of it is absolutely mind-boggling how brazen they are. I mean, you have, like, say you take the World Trade Center 7 video, the one that that Simon Shack had out, and you can see the World Trade Center 7 on fire, let's say, in one video. They got this guy Vince out there from Channel 2, I think it is, and there's a huge fire on the west side of the building. And then, you know, they show you video which is supposedly just seconds after the tower comes down. I mean seconds before the tower comes down, right before it collapses, and they show you it from the other side. So now what was on your left should be on your right, okay? And there's not even any fire. And then the building collapses. And it's like, whatever happened to that big fire that was on the building that you just showed us in the other shots, you know? And the collapse footages don't match up. And some of them, the building will lean left. And some of them, it'll lean right. And even with that video, I mean, you still need to see more. But it's got you really thinking, okay? Well, then you go and look at things like 102 Minutes. And, I mean, there's buildings that disappear. Whole buildings that disappear people. Now, most people won't pick up on it because it'll be like, you know, say it'll be in one spot in the movie and then, you know, 15 minutes later, it's another spot. And we're not talking about the Twin Towers. We're talking about buildings next to it or whatever, you know. And there's buildings that just disappear. They're gone. They're just not in the shot. Or there'll be buildings in these videos that are rendering. Or there's like the one, the hats off glitch where you can see I think it's the South Tower. And you can see the top of it. And it just, like, it's like, disconnects from the rest of it and, like, slides over a little bit. And then it slides back. Like, it's like, this stuff doesn't happen in real video. Or a real building certainly doesn't do that, okay? And you just have to keep looking. And it's everywhere. Everywhere. I promise you guys, during the next break, which isn't now, we're going to keep going for a while. But during the next break, I'll get you some video. We'll start with the Naude one I was telling you about, where they actually animate the line in from the plane. To make it look like the wings hit all the way to the side of the building when they didn't. And we got some still shots from there. We got some still shots. Now, remember I was telling you, Flight 11, the first plane, hits the building, goes in, blows up. And you can clearly see that the wings do not go all the way to the edge of the building, right? Well, we have some still images from that instant. And then some still images, which will come from the video I'm going to show you. 18 seconds later, and you can see that now there's a wing mark all the way to the edge. And that's during that time, this guy actually drew it in. I mean, they drew it in. They didn't. And it's not like this was live. I mean, they prefabricated this. They drew it in, and they didn't even go back and fix it.
Let me jump in for a second, Brian. I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, but Justin asked a question.
Go ahead. I didn't see it. Go ahead. Your mic, Justin.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay. Justin, I wanted to know about the debris pile. He said, I don't doubt fake images. You think those are fake because they cannot be explained by explosion. The artifacts like meteor paper turned fuse of metal or the fuming that continued for years. Let me get into this quick and I'll let Brian get off on it more. But the main thing is the debris pile is because most of that building was not filled. You know, that building was definitely had a lot of hollowness to it. There was unfinished floors. There was tenants that had moved out previously. You know, there's a lot of documentation on it as well, as far as, you know, so the rubble is easily explainable as that. Now, also, you have to you know, as far as that molten metal, where is that coming from besides the same old sources, you know, besides the status quo? You know, that's really my main thing for that, as far as, you know, Brian, what do you think about that one?
Here's what I think. Here's what I thought for a while. When we know whether or not we got some disinformation from that other site or whatever happened with them, I mean, we know for a fact that a lot of those floors really didn't have people on them. Now, we're not saying the whole building, but, I mean, at least a good 20 floors near the top where the impact zone was, where all the people supposedly died, those companies had already moved out, okay? They've already moved out. Now, even if you don't believe that or you don't believe it anymore or whatever, let's just say we could even put that to the side for a second. If all this other video is fake, why are you going to trust their video with a debris pile? You know? If they can fake a building coming down and fake airplanes hitting it, don't you think they can fake a freaking pile of debris? Of course they can. Of course they can. And there's evidence that points to they did fake some of the debris pile. Now, I don't know how big the debris pile was now. You know, it is hard to tell. But you can't go by what you saw. But if you do go by what you saw and you do think that that's real, the debris pile that you saw, it doesn't even matter because the building was emptied. I mean, so much of it was emptied. Marsh McLennan and Canna Fitzgerald, the two companies, guys. Just those two companies claimed 44% of the losses of life on 9/11. Do you know where those two companies were? Those two companies were on floors that you can see clear through. They were on floors that the elevators don't go to. They were on floors that didn't have tenants on them that were never finished. And they are actually in the occupancy report when you could see pictures clearly showing that they aren't on those floors because those floors aren't done. Okay? So I don't think the debris pile really matters as much as it used to. Once you know that they faked the planes and they faked the video of the towers. Now, when I say they faked the video of the towers, they faked the collapse footage too, guys. That's how it comes down so symmetrical.
That explains the dust spiral because it wasn't real. And that was put out just to cloud the...
Exactly, like the Judy Wood thing. Somebody mentioned Judy Wood earlier, okay? Judy Wood's evidence consists of the steel spire turning to dust in midair, which certainly doesn't make sense. But now that you know you're looking at a fake video and it's like a video game, well, the steel spire can certainly turn to dust in midair. Not a problem, right? It's a goddamn video game, right? Easy to do. Her other evidence, guys, and people that support her, I would like to hear you explain this. I mean, she shows you all these burnt up cars around Ground Zero. And, you know, the explanation is like a directed energy weapon came through there and, you know, spontaneously combusted the cars or whatever the hell it did to them, right? Every single one of the cars that I saw, and I am saying every single one, because every one that I saw that I could think of, and I could be wrong, even if I'm wrong and there's like one out of 20 or something, oh, we'll just say almost every single car, there's not even a license plate on them. Where's the license plate to these cars? It looks like they came in on a flatbed tow truck and just dropped these things off from the junkyard. It's what it really looks like. Call me crazy. Whatever you want to do. Hey, we got a lot we want to say on this, but I did promise Foolish Philosopher I would take his phone call, and I missed the first time he called. I have the Skype sounds muted, Philosopher. It wasn't that I was even avoiding your call. I didn't even see it. I have to mute the sounds because they'll come through the feed over the air, so it doesn't ring over the air. I just see it flash on my screen. I'm looking for it now, though. Call back in. Call in via Skype, The Real News Online. Or 978-735-2224, and I'll get you right on the air, Philosopher. And once Philosopher's off, anybody else that wants to call in, you're welcome to call in. Any questions you have, I'll answer it. Anybody that wants to talk, we can talk. If you want to talk after privately, if you want to do email, Facebook, contact me via the website. Whatever you want to do, guys, I am not going anywhere. I will not duck any questions. I don't hide from anything. You can ask me anything. Just make sure that you're going to look at everything, okay? Don't come in and think you're just going to tell me that I'm wrong and I'm an idiot or whatever and blah, 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 and go on somebody else's word. And I'm not even wanting you to go on my word. I'm not giving you things to think about and put together. We're going to show you specific video and specific pictures that show you that this is all bogus. And we've done this many times, and nobody's been able to debunk it seriously. And we'll get into the victims after, too. Maybe we can get a call from EQ, or maybe get a call from James or somebody like that that's done extensive work into the victims like we have, and even further in a couple of their cases. They've actually gone, guys, and I can prove this, and I will. I will do it next break as well. Well, I maybe don't want to put too much into one break, but I'll try and get you the Not Ave film, the exact clip of the film where you can see the plane, the hole from the plane being animated in. And Justin, if you can, just remind me next break if I can get to it. If not, I'll get it the break after. We'll get into the victims a little bit. And they actually took pictures of victims and photoshopped them identical onto a different background and called it a different day, like they built up a life for these people. And it's not like they just did it with – if they just did that with one victim, if one victim is photoshopped in the memorials – this isn't in, you know, just somebody's website. You can go to the official memorials, the CNN memorial, the Voices of September memorial, and you can see this bullshit going on. It's done over and over again.
You know, and here's another thing, too, that I just wanted to bring up is also, too, you know, it's very simple info that has to do with this. And you don't have to take anyone's word for anything, but just look up the victims from 9/11 in the Social Security Death Index. And you'll find that there's not many names on there. There's, you know, no. What is it about?
It's like 220 it's like 220 out of like 3,000.
Right, exactly.
That's just an absurd error rate. You know, if you enter your family, you know, your grandfather, great-grandparents, great-aunt, people that you know existed that were in your family, and you know their full name, and you know that they died, and you look them up in the Social Security Death Index, guess what? They're all going to be in there. At least 9 out of 10. At the least. 9 out of 10. Most cases, 10 out of 10. Okay? But on 9/11, you got like, you know, 200 out of 3,000. That's quite the error percentage there, wouldn't you say? Foolish, I don't see your call coming in. I don't know. Did you try to call back in? I am available, right? Justin, you see me on Skype signed in, right?
Yeah,
we're available.
Is he calling into the Real News Online? Maybe he has your other Skype. I don't know.
Yeah, call into the Real News. Yeah, right there. The number that Jibba just put. Call that number. You call that from your cell. It should ring this. Foolish, why don't you give me your Skype handle and I'll add you to Skype. I'll add you to the call and I'll call you. Yeah, I don't know why it would do that. You know what? If it's giving us a little bit of an error right now, a little bit of an issue, why don't we – so I can sign out of the Skype and sign back in. We'll take a quick break, okay? We'll play a quick 3-minute song, guys. Don't go anywhere. I'll re-sign in from the Skype. Foolish, if you don't want to put it publicly. I can't call Foolish. I can't dial out. You got to give me your Skype handle. I can't dial out on the Skype. It's like extra money to do that. Just give me your Skype handle. If you don't want to put it publicly, just tell me where you're sending it. Send it to my Facebook inbox or something to let me know, and I'll add you to my contacts, and I will call you when we come back from the break. I don't know why it's not working, so I'm just going to play a quick song. I'm going to reboot the Skype while we're on break. And, guys, we'll be right back. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us, and we're going to get right back to more evidence as soon as we come back. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. And it looks like, from the looks of things, we're going to be joined in by a couple people after the break, as long as we get this Skype working right. And we'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. Okay, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during that break where we tried to resolve the phone issues. Usually the Skype works pretty good, honestly. I'm not just saying that. I mean, usually it works fine. It's not you guys. I know it's not you guys. I tried from my cell phone. And I'm sitting right next to the goddamn thing. And I'm having an issue myself. It's just giving me a busy signal, and it's not putting me through. I can't dial out to phone numbers because that's like you have to have a more expensive account where you can make outgoing calls. And I do have a paid account so I can, you know, have up to 10 callers at once and everything. But I don't have this, you know, the super-duper account where I can dial out to people's cell phones because I would just tell them to dial in, you know. It's giving us an issue. If you do have Skype, as I know most of you do, I can definitely add anybody that has Skype, no problem. I can add contacts, and I can connect with them. For anybody that doesn't have Skype, I'm just sorry. I don't know what else to tell you right now. Hopefully it'll resolve itself, maybe by the next break or something. I've never seen it do this. It's just giving me a busy signal after two rings. What we're going to do right now, you guys that couldn't call through, like I said, I'm sorry. If you want, you know, you can ask questions via chat, and we will, you know, we'll try to answer them the best we can. Justin will help me out by monitoring the chat for me while I'm, you know, adding all the video and stuff. That Nade video that I told you I was going to pull up, our friend Jane Sloan has pulled it up for me. He helped out during the break, and I'm actually going to add him to the call right now. He's got to take off, but he's going to join us for about 15, 20 minutes and chime in. He didn't hear the beginning of the show, so he doesn't know exactly where we're at, but he knows all this stuff. That show I referred you guys to that has the, you know, the 9/11, the hoax uncovered, it's actually three of us. It's me, Justin, and James Sloan. He's the one you'll hear with the accent on there. He's from overseas. I'm going to add him right now without further ado. Hang on. Should be dialing him. James, are you there? James? I don't know if he knows that I dialed him up. Hold on. I'll just tell him on the other chat that I got going with him. Justin, why don't you take over the mic for a minute?
All right. Well, you know what? While we're waiting for James, I just wanted to talk for a minute about the Olympic closing ceremony. You know, I just thought that the whole thing of the Phoenix rising out of ashes, you know, rising out of fire into up into the pyramid, was totally insane, and it just shows that their intent is, you know, it shows their intent to make this new world order. I just think that I wasn't really prepared right this second.
It's okay.
But yeah, no, there's. You know, for those of you that don't know, about a phoenix is actually, you know, it's a very old occult symbol, from the Phoenicians and the Egyptians and everything. You know, part of the Egyptian mystery schools, you know, type stuff, and you know, which has gotten passed on through the Babylonian Talmud and all this, you know, all this other stuff. You know, the Kabbalah, which is mysticism and everything. It's also a universal symbol of the sum, it's like a mystical rebirth, resurrection, and immortality. This legendary red firebird was believed to die in its self-made flames periodically each 100 years, according to some sources, then rise again out of its own ashes. Linked to the worship of the fiery sun and sun gods, such as Mexico's Quetzalcoatl, it was named of God of Phoenicia by the Phoenician. To alchemists, it symbolized the destruction and creation of new forms of matter along the way to the ultimate transformation. Physical, you know, turns lead into gold, and spiritual, whereas immortality and occult alternative to the Christian salvation. The Philosopher's Stone was considered the key to this transformation. You know, the whole thing about it, too, was, you know, it was actually picked before the eagle to be on the dollar bill, but I think, I don't know, some people say that what we see on the dollar bill is actually still a phoenix. Regardless, it has very, if you look at it, you know, the way its head is cocked and everything, it actually does still look like a phoenix. You know, it was totally a big ritualistic thing. This was coming out of the cauldron of flames and everything else, you know, and it's blatant sun worship and blatant occultism. And, you know, like we've talked about in other weeks and whatnot, you know, it's just about getting everybody that's watching to put all their energy into this, thinking it's, you know, nice, good, wholesome stuff. But in reality, it's, you know, it's Luciferian worship at the...
And they put it right in your face.
Oh, totally.
They put it right in your face. Do you mind if we kind of just tease that a little bit and get back to the 9/11 while we have James? Because he has to take off in like 15 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I didn't know what else to fill the time.
No. I'm glad you did, so people have an idea that we're going to get back into that. And, you know, we got a little sidetrack with the 9/11. But, guys, I got that clip ready for you. I want to introduce to you guys another researcher. His name is James Sloan, and he's with us now on the Skype line. James, you there?
Yeah.
What's going on, buddy? We kind of did a lot on the two airplanes in New York. Or the two non-airplanes, And I started to describe the tell everybody about the buildings a little bit, and I told them about the animation on the building. Is that what we have here with this clip that I'm going to show them?
Yeah, it shows the first crash and the drawing on, yeah, the obvious penciling in of that hole towards the side of that building after the plane crash.
Awesome, awesome, and it's obvious. Wouldn't you say it's pretty obvious? I mean, they don't really do much to hide it. Oh, guys, I'm going to throw that in the chat for you guys right now. I want you guys to take a look at it. I want to thank James for grabbing the clip for me while I was trying to figure out the Skype issues. There it is right there. You can actually see it in the chat. You can play it right there, guys. Okay? I'm going to hit play right now, too. So let's all just watch this. It's only 40
seconds.
It was
8:46 in the morning.
And then
we
heard
double audio, just
a plane come over. And in Manhattan, you don't hear planes too often, especially loud ones.
Oh, you're just playing a video of it. No audio.
Oh, you don't hear. Yeah, that's right. You don't. I got to change the audio setting.
Right
there
and there, right?
They can all hear it. They can all hear it on their end. Guys, if you didn't catch it, watch it again, and you'll see. You'll see the plane hit the tower, and you might be better off to watch it on YouTube and get it on full screen. Watch it in the chat. It's pretty hard because you're looking for something small, and you got a small window here. So why don't you just grab the link, guys, or put the video into full screen on YouTube. Watch it again. And you'll see the plane actually go into the building, make an explosion, and it looks like it's kind of a little bit more towards the left side of the building than the right. And you'll see that there's still space on the right. I know that's not being very technical, but there's still space on the right where the plane supposedly made a wing mark all the way to the edge. That's what they want you to believe after. But you can clearly see that it doesn't. And you can, if you zoom in or if you just look closely, make sure you put it on full screen, you can actually see the animator draw a black line, and you can see the black line being drawn from the middle of the building slowly over to the right. And then after, they show you these images that, oh, it looks like a plane-shaped hole made. You know, it looks like a plane made the hole because it's shaped like a plane. And it's just, it's absolutely bogus. And I got some, I got a couple of those still images right from when the explosion happens. And you clearly see that there is no wing mark, and the explosion's already happened. The plane's already in the building or whatever it's supposed to be. And then you'll see, 18 seconds later, you'll see all of a sudden, now there's a wing mark. And during that time in between is what I'm having you watch in the video. And you can actually see the guy draw it in. And if you guys need to, screw around with the video a little, pause it, you know what I mean? Pause it after the explosion, take a close look to the right of the explosion, and you'll see there's no wing mark. There's no line that extends all the way to the side of the building. It gets drawn in afterwards. Pretty crazy stuff. I'm gonna go grab the stills. James, what's your opinion on it? I mean, you would say it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and as well, that's also the tower, that North Tower, supposedly where they, had their whole story about jet fuel coming down the elevator shafts and. Well, that was the story for a supposed explosion in the basements and things. And of course, we know that all those stories were bogus now. But in terms of the planes, I mean, that's just another... I mean, I don't think there's anyone listening probably that believed the official story, but nevertheless, that's one more strand of their lies about that whole story, which is even more unbelievable,
Oh, yeah. It's just the lies just go on and on and on and on and on. And you got to wonder why they thought they could be so brazen, I mean, they're so brazen with it. I mean, this was obviously, they're not going to leave this up to doing this live. They obviously did this ahead of time. We know that they planned this many years in advance. We started to talk a little bit about the predictive programming too, James. I'm going to get into that real shortly. Maybe you want to touch on that. I was just telling them how, it's everywhere. It's in probably 30 different movies and TV shows and Was it Deep Impact? Was that the one that was the tidal wave that looked like the dust cloud?
Yeah, Deep Impact, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks just like it, you know? That's not a stretch to say that that's 9/11 predictive programming either, because you'll see the Twin Towers destroyed with explosions in many, many, many movies, but then that one just happens to be a tidal wave, but there's still so many similarities because the tidal wave, the way it just washes over the street, I mean, doesn't it, it looks just like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of pre-programming for that huge dust cloud, you know, which is totally, why would there be a dust cloud, you know? It's just so stupid. And it's pre-programming for that, and I would say 30 movies, probably on the conservative side, I would say more like maybe 50 or 60 at least.
And God knows what we haven't dug up.
In a very condensed period of time, there's a few from the 70s, you know, but most of them are from like the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
There's a wave of it that sort of hit around the mid to late 1990s.
Oh, yeah, around like 97, 98, it was real bad, wouldn't you say? That was like when it was really, they really rolled it out and like everything. Not when they rolled it out. I mean, they rolled it out way before, but I mean, that's when they really stepped it up. I mean, you see it everywhere in those years.
Yeah, definitely. And some big blockbuster films, you know.
Yeah, well, big, small, huge films. No, I mean, we're talking, you know, Armageddon, you know, Deep Impact. And there's some more subtle ones like Terminator 2, which, you know, you would probably show after you show a few of the other ones, but there's still hints of 9/11. I mean, in all these movies, even in cartoons and even comic books, guys. I mean, even the stupidest cartoons, like Men in Black cartoon. Like, who watches the Men in Black cartoon, you know? They talk about the towers about to be hit, and there's this big blimp that's about to smash into them, and it just happens to pull up at the last second in that one. But there's Spider-Man cartoons and all types of movies. We were talking about the Friends TV show, how they changed the intro to the CGI intro. It's just everywhere. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to post the pictures of the video that you just watched, guys. I'm going to post two still images from it into the group, okay? Here comes the first image right now, and you will see that there is no wing marks that extend to the side of the to the right side of the North Tower there. None. There's none there. And this is after the plane's already, you know, into the building. So when did these wing marks get made then? I mean, the plane's already in the building and blown up. The event's already happened. Now we're after that, and there's no wing marks. And it's as clear as the nose on your face, guys. This is actually a great shot. I want you guys to take a look at this. I'll throw the link again into the chat for you guys that might not have it. Here it is right here, guys. Click that link right there for the group, all right? And you will see the still image of what you just saw on video. And you guys can always verify this after if you don't believe me, whatever. Take something where you can freeze frame the video and zoom in or whatever. And you will see that this is the picture that I'm showing you, minus the text that's written over it that says 6 seconds after impact. Obviously, that's not part of the scene. Not only do the wing not extend all the way to the side of the building, everybody take a look at that. Take a look in our Facebook group, The Real News Online, and look at the picture I just posted. I mean, the wing mark doesn't even come into the last third of the building there. I mean, it's not even close to the edge of the building. I don't even see a wing mark at all, honestly. All I see is an explosion in the building. Well, where's this hole from the plane? The plane's already gone. Where's the hole from the plane? And the guy animates it in. He animates it in with a, you know, just like a black line that he did on his computer, you know? Oh, Michael from the chat, I just added you to the group. You're in now. So if you refresh your page or whatever, you should be able to see the photo I just posted. And you should be able to clearly see that there is not a wing mark that goes to the right side of that building. Well, if that's a lie, and Flight 175's a lie, and Shanksville's a lie, you know, what else is a lie? Is it really that important? Now, if all the planes are a lie, that's like 260-something people, all right? I don't know the exact number. I do know it. I mean, I've seen it. I think it's like 266 or 245. It's right around 2.5, okay? Right around 250, you know? If those people are fake deaths and they didn't really die on 9/11 and they made it up, is it possible that they made up the people in the building too? Knowing that they faked at least 200 deaths, knowing that they at some point had a fake building shown to you because they're animating lines on it, and it's not breaking when planes are smashing into it. Is it possible that maybe, just maybe, those people weren't in the buildings? And that's exactly what happened. The whole thing was nothing but a complete hoax. We were going to get a little bit into the victims, you know, touch on that real quick. James, wouldn't you say that if there is just one Photoshop picture in the memorial of a victim, that you have to question all of them, or at least be willing to take a look? I mean, why would there be even one?
Absolutely, and I mean, you've got to think the family members are looking at that all the time, and it's just absurd in the day and age of photography, you know, and yeah, it's not only possible, it's probable. I mean, if that's their modus operandi, then you'd have to think that, you know, they'd be carrying through with that in other areas, you know, the right the way through.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, if they were real victims, don't you think they'd be absolutely irate and as pissed off as possible if they saw the government, you know, photoshopping their loved ones and putting them, depicting them at different times, you know what I mean? Like, to make it look like they, you know, this is this person here and this is them there. I mean, wouldn't you think that they'd be pretty upset about that? I would think so.
Yeah, and one of them would have seen it by now and commented on it. You know, there's so many. I mean, you know, if my loved one died, I'd be on that site every day, you know?
Every day. Every day. You know what I mean? And people might think, oh, they wouldn't go on these conspiracy sites or whatever you want to call it. But they would Google these things, and these sites still come up in Google, people. I mean, they do. You know? They do. They want you to see the disinformation. They don't block them from coming up in search results. If you type in specific things like, you know, the victims photoshopping or whatever, I mean, you'll find these things. You will find them. I just put up the second picture for you guys. It shows 20 seconds after the impact now, and you can see the black line. We have a yellow arrow that points to it. I can't take credit for this photo. I didn't make the photo, but we have a yellow. There's a yellow arrow on the building pointing right to the black line, and you can see the black line. It looks like a black line. It doesn't look like a wing hole. It looks like somebody took like a black eraser and just like kind of ran it across. Now, just the two pictures might not be enough for you, but the two pictures with the video, if you have an open mind, I don't really see how you can deny it. I mean, I just don't see how you can deny it. There's a whole bunch of other stuff, too. Once you start seeing this, now you can get into things that are a little more skeptical. Now that you have these hardcore things of them animating lines in, planes stuck halfway in the building and nothing's breaking, fake deaths in the Social Security Death Index, fake victims, which I'm going to show you next. I will show you some of the fake victims. Equinox, who's in the chat, made a great thread that's on our forum showing some of them, a few pictures of them that I'll put up in the group here. Now, James, I know you only got a few minutes here. Is there anything on 9/11 you wanted to touch on that we might not have gone to yet, or you just kind of wanted to say while you were here? James? Did we lose him? Justin, can you still hear me?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I think we lost James. All right. I think he dropped from the call. I'm going to try and add him back to the call. It says that he's in the call. I don't know what happened. I'm going to try and contact him on the chat. Justin, what's your opinion on the victims photoshopping? I mean, wouldn't you say that once you see one, I mean, doesn't that open the whole can of worms? And didn't it?
Yeah,
fail?
And I think
for me,
I think a big thing too was when CNN ripped down, you know, a lot of these pictures because they were, you know, so bad up there that they, you know, that they couldn't really present them after people began picking them apart. also, too, with too many of them, you have, you know, one picture and they try to make another picture out of it by putting an arm around the person, putting cups behind the person. Adding something in the foreground or the background, or putting someone on their lap, you know, it's just the what you know, it makes you wonder. And then of course with many of them you have the sad too, the supposed FDNY guys, but they have what looks like their throat has been cut. They all have the same uniform underneath, and it's just a new morphed face is put on their body. You know, and it looks, it's very sinister, and you know, once you start looking at them and you say, wow, you know, and here's the thing, you know, if I didn't realize that the buildings were mostly vacant and didn't realize that, you know, that so few of these, you know, deaths were actually documented, you know, I wouldn't want to look at this stuff either. But I mean, it's right there for you to look up. I believe even a New York congresswoman, might not have been a congresswoman, some politician in New York actually tried to call for an investigation into why there was only 5,000 something deaths total in New York State that day.
Which is
a little lower than the average, in fact. And when you supposedly had 3,000 that died just in New York City, did everyone else that day just decide to not die? I would think, you know, with all the fear and everything, you probably would have had more in general just because of the heart attacks and whatnot. You know, so I mean, the fact that when you look at official numbers and whatnot, and they're not, it's not backing what they're claiming, you know, I think it's a grand slam. So, I mean, you know, it's very, 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 something that has to be looked into by any serious researcher, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not looking at the chat right now, guys, so I'm just, I'll get back to it in a second if you guys are asking me anything. I'm just uploading the pictures. If you guys go to the Real News Online group right now, the one I keep dropping in the chat, the one that most of you members on, check it out. I just added one. I'll do one victim at a time. This guy right here, I'll grab his name. Hold on, I have it in the file. But you can clearly tell that it's the same picture. I mean, he's got the same background, same clothes on, same expression. Now, for those of you that say, oh, well, it's the same person, of course he has the same expression. Go look at some of your pictures. Go look at your family's pictures. See if you find two pictures that look so much the same. Okay? Really. Not only does he have the same smile on, his head is tilted the same way, his glasses are sitting the same on his face, his hair is sitting the same. With the women, you can actually see that, you know, they have their hair and their bangs. You can see that the strands of hair, guys, are even going in all the same directions. Their bangs are going the same way. The strands on the bottom are going the same way. And they use the same trick over and over. What they do, they'll change the background a little bit, and they'll throw an arm around the alleged victim, the quote-unquote victim. Take a look, guys. Go to the group right now and look at the two pictures I just posted and try and tell me that that's not the same guy in the same spot taking the same picture. And they just chopped an arm around him, or chopped an arm off of him, whatever's easier for them to do, you know. I'm not a Photoshop expert, but, I mean, I can look at something and tell you if it's identical or not. That's an identical pick. I mean, his head is even tilted the same exact degree to the side. You know what I mean? Justin, did you check out the pick? You know which one I'm talking about?
Which pick you're referring to? I'm not there right now.
The guy with the glasses that's kind of sitting in front of the window or the door or whatever, and he's wearing, like, the green flannel shirt, and they just throw the arm around him.
Yeah.
If I tell you the Photoshop victim with the arm thrown around him, you're like, which one?
Yeah, no, I know exactly which one you're talking about. The geeky-looking guy.
Exactly.
Definitely, yeah. Well, then you have the Elizabeth Wainio one that has the cups put in behind her. You have a few other ones, or, you know, we have Oganowski where a kid was put on his lap. It's the same exact picture as the other one.
Yep, people in the chat are picking up on it now. This person, CWTTCW, just said, even the light reflecting on his glasses is even the same. Exactly the same, right? CW, exactly the same. Now, you tell me that those are two individual pictures at two different times of this guy. Try and tell me. I'd love to hear you say it. Look in the mirror and tell it to yourself. You'll be lying to yourself, and you know it, you know? And I know you're not trying to argue with me. I know you can see it, obviously, because you just said it, you know? But that's the way, the approach I take with people now. It's just like, well, prove me wrong then, you know? Call me whatever you want. I don't care anymore. I don't care if you think I'm crazy, because in reality, I'm pretty smart, you know? And so is Justin. And so is James, and so is everybody else that's worked on this stuff that can see it and that has made it to this point, you know? It's the exact same. Guys, and it doesn't stop there. Now, like I said, if there is just one Photoshopped victim, okay? If there is just one Photoshop victim, and there is also fake planes going halfway through the building, and other planes, you know, holes being drawn in, and all this shit going on, right?